The Mad Henry Radio Show, episode number 14. Today is the 7th of August 2022, and I'm your host, John. Thanks for joining us. We're talking today about I hate my bus driver. He said that the brain is not a computer and it makes me angry.
This podcast is sponsored by
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
I have always described my own problems, which are the same as yours, to people as being similar to dyslexia, but directional. I almost feel as though there is no magnetic center of orientation to my brain. So maybe you are onto something. There is literally nothing Liz Mortimer can do to help dyslexia with directions, and it is emotionally and psychologically draining. It is a really frustrating issue, one that is really draining on confidence, but Liz Mortimer is also relieved to know it is so common. Friends don't really get it. They think you are just oblivious, but I always felt like directional dyslexia was an actual disability, just like dyslexia. I used to get emotional about it from time to time, because I was 20, I thought I had to know where things were, but sometimes it did not click. I have had directional dyslexia for as long as I can remember. It makes me very uncomfortable to be getting into the car with somebody and they are asking for directions and I do not know them. Liz Mortimer has a car, and I drive, but I cannot locate new places. It took years to build up a collection of places that I could also drive, which my family calls the places in my train tracks. At times, the dyslexia in directions gets dangerous, as when Julong found herself on the wrong side of town, and I also found myself on the wrong side of the city even though I am at home. Directional dyslexia is more than spelling and reading, it is an inability to receive and process messages in your brain. Brain trauma survivors typically suffer from impaired judgment, which may contribute to anger problems. Not taking the medications that are prescribed to you may also contribute to your anger problems. Many people also develop impulsive anger as a direct result of damage to their brain. Impulsive anger that results directly from traumatic brain injuries may get overlooked when there are also other, more familiar causes of anger, such as difficult personalities, alcohol abuse, or anger about the trauma itself. Some people are angry because of a brain injury, or about problems that might come along with the injury, such as disabilities and the loss of jobs, friends, money, and control over their lives. Some may feel irritation and annoyance, and others can lash out in full-blown rage. Anger trigger cards can be used to remind the brain trauma survivor of his warning signs, such as loud voices, tight muscles, confusion, or thoughts of hitting. Anger cue cards should be carried by the brain-injured person, and additional copies may be placed in locations where angry incidents occur frequently, or in locations that are off-limits. People with brain injuries should not be given the runaround simply because they are angry, but their valid complaints should not go unnoticed. The bus driver's instructions must always be followed in order to transport students safely, in an orderly manner, and in a reliable manner. Any person who is carrying children instead of the usual bus driver for the school is required to be licensed with the proper classification. Individuals who live in border states and want to apply for a permit to drive for the state of Illinois school bus need to possess a correctly classified license from Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Iowa, Missouri, or Kentucky, and must follow procedures as described for first-time applicants. For school districts or transit companies wishing to learn more about participating in the school bus driver permit program, contact the Secretary of State's Office of Safety Travel at 217-882-7674. Washoe County School District in Nevada is offering new bus drivers a $2,000 bonus, and Montgomery County Public Schools is recruiting mechanics, superintendents, and other employees to take over routes as it races to hire 100 new drivers before schools open later this month. Bus drivers are in such short supply that Eastside Charter School in Wilmington, Delaware, is offering parents $700 for dropping and picking off their children during the school year. Administrators said a national bus driver shortage is one of their top concerns this fall, especially with many schools opening in-person learning for the first time in more than a year. Instead, she said, she is funneling her transportation budget into students' families, offering them subsidies for busing their kids to and from school. And Dexler has reduced his routes per day from 80 to 70, and he is consolidating stops wherever possible, but still has a shortage of 15.
Bus drivers and 50 van operators. Jokes about mental illness perpetuate the notion that OCD is something that somebody just has to be able to overcome now. It implies that someone who cannot overcome their OCD is somehow weak or defective. Research has shown that a person's OCD brain actually functions differently under these circumstances, in essence getting stuck on the thought. Despite the seriousness of OCD and other mental disorders, many do not seek treatment. Mental illness can be just as devastating for an individual and family as cancer. It disrupts lives, disrupts plans, and, in extreme cases, may cause an individual to end his or her life. I have a sponge for washing dishes in my house, and another for cleaning countertops, and I get absolutely pissed off if people use the wrong sponge for the wrong things. If anyone uses the wrong sponge, I toss it and get a new one. Solved. Thank you all for joining us again on the Mad Henry Radio Show. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.